Moncrief on News Talk.
If you live in a rural area and you stay the night in a city or town, you might find it difficult to get to sleep because of all the noise. If you're from a city or town and you visit the country, you might find it difficult to get to sleep because of the quiet. Whether aware of it or not, for all of us, there are sounds that lull us to sleep, and increasingly people buy those sounds. Anne-Marie Boyhan is founder of the sleep care company. Afternoon, Anne-Marie.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Is this a modern thing? Because I just, you know, have the sense that people would just go to sleep after spending 14 hours a day picking spuds. They'd be tired. But now we need noises to go to sleep.
Yeah, the rise in needing noises to get to sleep is a recent thing. So people are buying white noise machines and listening to pink noise and brown noise and listening to waves, etc., before they go to sleep. It's definitely a recent phenomenon. I had my eldest daughter 9 years ago, and there was gimmicks to get babies to sleep. But apparently these days, all new parents are buying white noise machines to get their babies to sleep. So it's definitely a newer phenomenon.
Yeah. So explain the difference between white, pink and brown. Brown noise sounds disgusting.
Yeah, the white noise is, so they're all basically on different frequencies, and your brain tunes into that frequency to calm it down and get to sleep. So white noise is like that for babies, but also works with adults. And it's like a grainy radio that's out of frequency, or a grainy TV that's on in the background. So it's a fuzzy, weird sound, but works for people getting to sleep. And then pink noise is associated with water, so waterfalls, water.
Sorry for laughing. I'd be up and down to the jacks the whole night if that was playing in the background.
Yeah, but it does work, and the sleep studies have been there on PubMed to show that the pink noise in particular does work for adults. And then your brown noise is something different altogether. So your brown noise is rainfall. You know, that sound of rain on your roof or a shower. And again, that's really good for improving your thinking skills. It might improve if you have ringing in your ears, like tinnitus as well. Those are what the studies say.
Why do different sorts of noises work for different people? And why do some people need noises and other people don't?
That's an interesting question. It's like a lot of sleep aids. They work for some people and they don't work for others. And there are some theories to say that it's either to drown out the background noise, or that it's like the Pavlovian theory, which is like listening to a stimulus that then you associate with going to sleep. But it's so people dependent, as you say.
Is it, or could a factor be that people need these noises actually to drown out their own thoughts, that you can listen to the fake rain falling on your roof and not think about, and flee your feelings of dread? And
yes, certainly. And the racing mind before sleep is probably one of the biggest things that I see at the sleep care company for people not being able to get to sleep. So their racing mind, they are thinking about everything. So there are other things you can do as well besides the noise piece. So you could do listen to a mindfulness app, so a body scan that will calm you down and get you to sleep. Or you could journal, brain dump everything into a sleep journal to get to sleep. There are other ways that you can wind down your brain as well to get to sleep.
Is it to do with where you grew up or your background? If, say, you grew up, within earshot of a railway line, and so you would associate that with comfort and safety, and that might get you to sleep more easily.
I'm not sure about that one. It's definitely what you resonate with. So, for example, the waterfall one is a big one, and I have clients that use that one, and they've never been to a waterfall. The rain on the roof one is another one that a lot of people find relaxing. So again, we're very familiar with that in Ireland, but I work with clients all around the world who wouldn't necessarily have a lot of rainfall. So I think it's a sound that it's like anything that you find to relax yourself. It's like meditation. It's like mindfulness. If you can find something that you resonate with to relax, then that's the one for you.
What do you do in the scenario where there's a couple and one of them needs sounds, the other one doesn't?
Yeah, and this is a huge bugbear amongst couples and friends, you know, if they go away and they're sharing a room, for example. So I would advise headphones, you know, all the way. So, you know, you and they have your own headphones and you can listen to whatever you like. The same with light. So couples sharing a room, have your own light switch, so your bedside light, so that you're not waking up the other person. And also things like an eye mask. So if you find that you're a light sleeper and you're going to be woken by your partner coming into the room, then wear an eye mask. So it's all about considering the other person as well.
Yeah, I can imagine though, difficult to get to sleep if you have a big pair of headphones on you. Is it that you listen to it for a while and then you get drowsy and you take them off, or you actually nod off while listening to the sound?
Yes, many people nod off while listening to the sound. Obviously, if you're in a room on your own, you know, blast it away yourself. But there are headphones now that are flat, so they're not the big, you know, the bulky ones. They are flat, so when you lie down, they're not affecting you when you fall down on the pillow. So there are ways around it. But then, obviously, if you're going to sleep on your own in the room, you're the best scenario because you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, and over time, Do people just continue to use whatever the noise, their noise preference, or do you eventually become weaned off it?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's like a child having a soother, you know, that soothes them to sleep, and then eventually they shouldn't use it, or parents take them off it, and there's a cold turkey phase. So ideally, use it for a while and then get off it and then be able to sleep naturally. So at the sleep care company, I do help people get over their insomnia to sleep naturally. However, in these days, I see TikTok, I see so many influences, and people adopt these usually as trends. So an influencer is doing it, or their friends are doing it, and it's a really popular trend, for example, on TikTok. And they're like, oh, I'm going to try that for sleep. And it really works for them. It really resonates with them. So they are going to use it for a considerable time before they're weaned off.
Anne-Marie, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Anne-Marie Boyhan there, founder of the Sleep Care Company.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.